The New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, starting at verse 13 in chapter 24. Now that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them, but they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you the only one visiting Jerusalem who does not know the things that have happened there in these days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning but did not find his body. They came and told us they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see Jesus." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow to believe all that the prophets had spoken. Did not the Messiah have to suffer these things and then enter his glory?" And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus continued on as if he were going further, but they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" They got up and returned at once to Jerusalem. There they found the 11 and those with them assembled together and saying, "It is true. The Lord has risen and has appeared to Simon." Then the two told what happened on the way and how Jesus was recognized by them when he broke the bread. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. This true story is based on Luke 24, verses 13 to 35. This is a factual account about Cleopas and his friend. They both lived in a town called Emmaus, which is 7 miles from Jerusalem. You will learn a song this morning. My husband Paul will sing it first, and then you join in on the other times. This is a group participation sermon. You will need to sing the song to receive the blessing. The Bible tells us that Jesus chose 12 men to be his disciples. Besides the 12, there were hundreds of people who followed Jesus from town to town. Cleopas and his friend were two of those followers. They loved Jesus with all their hearts. Early that first Easter Sunday morning, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene. Mary was the first to see the risen Lord Jesus. Later that same Sunday afternoon, Jesus visited with two of his other followers, Cleopas and his friend. It wasn't until evening that Jesus appeared to the 10 disciples. My personal opinion is that Jesus would have known how heartbroken Cleopas and his friend would have been to think that their wonderful friend Jesus was dead. Cleopas and his friend had left their homes to follow Jesus for 3 years. They had followed Jesus all across Israel. Then Jesus went back to Jerusalem and was crucified and killed there. Now Cleopas and his friend are traveling back home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. It was a long, sad road for them.
It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. Sing it. With me was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. One more time. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. Jerusalem
is the city where all of Israel went once a year to celebrate their Independence Day. Our Independence Day is called the 4th of July. That's when we Americans remember how we fought against England and won our independence to be a free nation. Israel's Independence Day is called the Passover. Each year, the people of Israel all went to Jerusalem to remember how God had stepped in and fought against Egypt on Israel's behalf so they could become a free nation. Now many years had passed. Rome had become a very strong nation and had come in and taken over Israel. So Israel was not a free nation anymore. But Israel still celebrated their Independence Day by going to Jerusalem each year on the Passover to remember how God had once freed their nation from Egypt. They also remembered each year how God spoke in his word, our Old Testament, that he would someday send a Savior who would save Israel and the rest of the world from all their worst enemies. Israel had been waiting for many years for God to send the Messiah, to lead them in war against Rome so they could be a free nation again. This was the year. Jesus is the Messiah. Some people know for sure that Jesus really is the Messiah. They knew for sure that Jesus was the Messiah because everyone who touched Jesus was healed instantly of whatever sickness they had. Whatever was wrong with you, Jesus could heal you just by touching you. Even if you snuck up on Jesus and just touched a piece of his clothing from behind, you would be healed instantly. Jesus was the Messiah. They were sure of it. This year, Jesus came to Jerusalem for their Independence Day, their Passover. This was the year. Jesus was the Messiah. They were sure that God had sent Jesus to fight for Israel against Rome so that Israel could be a free nation again. They were sure this was the year. But then they arrested Jesus and crucified him. Jesus is dead. Israel will never be a free nation again. So now, Cleopas and his friend are going back home to Emmaus, and the road back to Emmaus is a long, sad road.
It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. Sing it. With me was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. One more time. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. Just then,
a stranger walked up from behind and said, "What's the matter, boys? Why are you looking so sad and glum?" Cleopas and his friend turned around and said, "Well, aren't you coming from Jerusalem too?" The stranger said, "Well, sure." Cleopas said, "There's something you don't understand. You must not know what happened there this last week. I remember the last time we had supper with Jesus. Jesus took some bread and blessed it and broke it. And then Jesus said something really strange. He said, 'This is my body broken for you. Take and eat.' Then later that night, they arrested Jesus for no good reason at all, just because they were jealous of him. Jesus never did anything wrong. Then they beat Jesus with a whip. You know what a whip is. It's a long piece of leather rope with sharp pieces of metal and glass tied to the end of it on smaller pieces of rope. They beat Jesus with a whip. And the whip would hit him and wrap clear around him. When they pulled back on the whip, the sharp pieces dug into his skin and made big, long, deep cuts all over him. There were so many big, long, deep cuts on Jesus that they looked like stripes. There were stripes all over Jesus. His cuts looked just like stripes. Then they pierced his hands and his feet with nails. They nailed Jesus' hands and feet clear through to a big cross, and they hung him on it until he died. And then it was just awful. Jesus was already dead. They did not have to do it. A Roman guard came up with his spear and he jabbed it through Jesus. He jabbed it up under Jesus' ribs and through his heart to make sure he was dead. Oh, it was just awful. It's been 3 days since Jesus died. Some people say that his body was stolen from the grave. Others say he rose from the dead, but I don't think so. Not after what his body went through. We don't know what to think. And now we're going home.
It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. One more time. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road. It was a long, sad road going home to Emmaus from Jerusalem. Then
the stranger interrupted them and said, "Wait a minute. I think there's something you don't understand." Then the stranger reminded Cleopas and his friend of what Jesus had said, "My kingdom is not of this world." He also reminded them that Jesus had said, "If you believe in me, even if you die, you will live and receive eternal life." They agreed. Jesus did say that. A kingdom not of this world? Eternal life? What did Jesus mean? Then the stranger opened their Bible, which is the same as our Old Testament, and showed them the Bible verses that talked about why the Messiah had to suffer and die for them, and that their worst enemies that Jesus came to free them from were their own sins. Psalm 130, verse 8 says, "He himself will redeem or save Israel from all their sins." Then the stranger showed them this Bible verse in Isaiah 53, 5, and their eyes just popped out of their heads. The verse said, "He was pierced for our sins, and by his stripes we are healed." They had heard and read that verse many times before and never understood what was meant by stripes. But now they knew. They remembered that when Jesus was beaten with the whip, he was covered all over with cuts that looked like stripes. They had come to Emmaus now. It was getting dark, so Cleopas and his friend invited the stranger to stay the night and have supper with them so he wouldn't have to walk on the road all night. The stranger said, "I'll have supper with you as long as you let me pray before we eat." They said, "Well, sure, you can say the prayer." So they went home and sat down at the supper table, and the stranger picked up the bread and broke it. And they remembered. They recognized him. It was Jesus. And he said, "Take and eat." And then he was gone. He just disappeared. They couldn't find him anywhere. Jesus is still alive. Jesus did not die. Wait! Jesus did die. The Roman guard stabbed him up under the ribs, up through his heart. Jesus was dead. That was for sure. It was a ghost. But wait, Jesus ate bread with us. Here is the bread that he broke. Ghosts don't eat. Jesus rose from the grave. He really did. Jesus rose from the grave. We're so glad. We're so glad we invited that stranger to come home and eat with us. We are so glad. It's not a long, sad road anymore. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Is Jesus a stranger at your home? Invite that stranger, Jesus, to come and eat supper with you. You'll be so glad. It's not a long, sad road anymore. Glory to God. Please pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for being here with us today, just as you promised when you said, For when two or more are gathered in my name, I will be with you. Help us to invite others by forgiving them just as you forgave us when you said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Help us to show that we are proud to belong to you by inviting others to come to Sunday school and Bible study and church with us, to learn about you. Help us to never be too proud to confess our sins to you, so that you can forgive us when we have sinned against you. And Lord Jesus, please bless the people in this congregation, and especially the children. Bless them all special. Surprise them like you surprised Cleopas. Give them a sign. Open their eyes to the miracle of your presence every day of their lives. Amen.